Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right, here we go. 5:32, Sunny 101.5. Welcome to the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
All right, and welcome to Friday.
Yeah, welcome, everyone. Like, yeah. Friday. Well, let's see. We got chick flicks later on this morning. We have a couple prizes to pass along to you. Gonna relive the birthday call this half hour, which we did on Wednesday. Boy, you and I are, we're saving people money as we save people so much money. It's unbelievable. And so much more, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. This is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. 6:15, here's Tracy.
Jack, you might know this, but, you know, for some, good food and service, priceless, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, a man visiting Chicago from Seattle was so happy with his dinner, he left a $2,000 tip at restaurant Boca Chicago.
$2,000
for the great service and great food. Wow. So Mike and his five dinner companions, they were having dinner there before going to a show. And after the meal, Mike tipped the waiter $300, then did something no one expected, just got up, walked into the kitchen, and gave each of the 17 kitchen staff a crisp $100 bill.
Nice.
And told them how great everything was.
Nice.
The general manager was like, you know what? It was so amazing to have that happen unexpectedly and randomly. And, you know, for somebody to show that amount of appreciation. And he said, it's not just about the money, but just, you know, spending time with the people in the kitchen, maybe the unsung heroes that don't get a lot of the credit. And just, you know, telling them how wonderful a meal it was and how important it was for the cooks to be doing what they're doing. So how incredible is that? So here is his meal was $269, $300 tip to the server, and $1,700 tip to every single person in the kitchen.
Wow.
So cool. You can bet that's a day that most of those will never forget.
Gordon Ramsay. Who made the mashed potatoes? I did. You get nothing.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:54. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Will Ferrell made his first public appearance yesterday, just 6 days after getting into a scary car accident. He spoke on stage at We Day in L.A. He was in an accident about a week ago. He was in an SUV with a group of friends, and they were involved in a two-car accident. And the SUV he was in flipped on its side.
Whoa.
Now, he was released from the hospital the same day, but his longtime friend and driver remains there in stable condition. So, sounds like some scary moments.
I guess so.
Well, Meghan Markle's half-brother, Thomas Markle Jr., has some pretty harsh words to describe the former Suits star, of course, here as we lead up to the royal wedding. He says Meg likes to portray herself as a humanitarian, a people person, and a charitable person, but she is none of those things to her family. Now, he recently did this interview with the Daily Mirror.
Whoa.
He says, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
She is giving the greatest performance of her life. She's acting phony. Once she got into Hollywood, she turned into a different person. She clearly has forgotten her roots and her family. He also says he and other family members, that is, are torn over not being invited to the wedding to Prince Harry in London next month.
Mm-hmm.
He says maybe the normal American family she has is embarrassing to her.
Huh.
Because we're not producers or executive producers.
Well.
Ouch. Family drama.
I guess so.
Well, Danica Patrick is gushing about her boyfriend, Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be in an upcoming episode of The Rachel Ray Show. And this preview for the show that's airing, she says he's funny, he's very kind, he's thoughtful, he's super smart. And
she goes
on and on. Listen to Jack.
He's a quarterback.
He's that. He's big. She likes that. Mm. The race car driver and 34-year-old Green Bay Packers quarterback confirmed their relationship back in January. Carrie Underwood opens up in a radio interview about that scary fall that led to her much-discussed facial injury. She says she was actually just taking the dogs out and tripped. And then she went to catch herself and missed a step. And, well, the rest is history. She says if she had fallen anywhere else, she would be perfectly fine. But it was the one step that messed everything up. She says she has a lot of scars, and she was afraid her son Isaiah would be upset by them. But she says now if she puts on makeup, he's like, Mommy, your boo-boo is all gone. And I keep seeing pictures of her, and she looks great. So makeup,
I
can't tell the difference, honestly.
Uh-huh.
So she's so pretty. Well, this weekend at the box office, I Feel Pretty stars Amy Schumer as a woman who struggles with feelings of deep insecurity and low self-esteem. And then she takes a brutal fall in an exercise class, and she wakes up believing that she's suddenly a supermodel.
That happened to me.
That happened to you?
Yeah.
Her newfound confidence empowers her to live her life fearlessly. But what will happen when she realizes her appearance never changed? Yeah. What a cool premise. I like the premise of that movie. It's so different.
I fell off the treadmill and thought I was Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
If
you are, I'd like to meet Jennifer Aniston.
You stay away from her, creep.
And Super Troopers 2, border dispute arises between the U.S. and Canada, that is, forcing the Super Troopers to set up a new highway patrol station in the disputed area. The movie Traffic is about a couple who's off for a romantic weekend in the mountains when they're surprised by the arrival of two friends named Darren and Malia. But just when the weekend starts to get back on track, a violent biker gang turns up and begins to torment them.
What's that rated?
It probably got rated R.
Yeah.
Ghost stories tell the story of a professor who has devoted his life to exposing phony psychics and fraudulent supernatural shenanigans on his television show.
All those supernatural shenanigans.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
His skepticism is put to the test, however, when he receives three chilling, unexplainable cases.
Mm-hmm.
And Kodachrome. This is another interesting premise. Here's some original movies here this weekend. The story of Matt Ryder, who is convinced to drive his estranged and dying father cross-country to deliver fold rolls of Kodachrome film to the last lab in the world that can develop them before it shuts down for good. Isn't that interesting?
Finally, Hollywood. You listen to me.
Exactly.
Isn't there like kits or you could do it yourself? It's like,
well, but then there wouldn't be a movie.
I don't even know what Kodachrome is.
I had a neighbor back when I was a kid. He developed his own pictures in his basement.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Well, I knew that.
I mean,
you see that
in the movies, but
the different dipping
I've never
in the
known
solutions.
Anyone that did that.
I know that. Cool. I got that. But Kodachrome, is that what that is?
I don't know.
None of us know.
We don't know.
All right. Jessica Lange is celebrating a birthday today.
Sixty-five.
Do you really think she's older than you?
Yes, I do. I'm going for it. Go for it. Don't back off.
71.
69.
See that?
Oh, okay.
See, with that, when you use that confidence...
You make other people
there
just
you go.
You make other people
drink the Kool-Aid. Here you go. It's grape.
Andy Serkis.
There we go.
Do you not know who Andy Serkis is?
40.
Not how old he is, who he is.
Sure.
Like I said, 40 is the new 38. I believe he plays Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know.
I have no idea.
He is 48.
Tracy?
Jack, what did you say again?
I said 40.
54.
54, okay.
And Shamar Moore?
Sure, 38. I'm just saying 38 for anybody.
Who, Mrs. S'mores?
Shamar Moore. S'mores sound good, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard.
I wonder if we can make those in the studio.
No, we can't.
Yeah, I have a quesadilla maker in my back seat.
No, we can't.
They have s'more makers. Yeah. I've never bought one because I usually make them on the stove.
No, we can't make them.
She is 29.
It's actually a he.
Oh.
48.
I feel like
he's Malcolm Winters on The Young and the Restless and Derek Morgan on CBS's Criminal Minds.
Oh, I know. I know who that is. See, we should play this game differently, but I guess then we wouldn't look so stupid.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, I don't know why I'm going to ask her this question because I don't know what she... What was... Oh. Something's exploding here. I don't know what she knows about shower pressure, but let's just find out. What the heck? Let's go for it. Siri, what is your opinion on low water pressure in the shower?
Showers with horrible water pressure are literally the worst thing in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Well, never mind. I guess the worst thing in the world would be not having a shower at all, but if you do have a shower, terrible water pressure is the worst. If the water has no pressure, then it just dribbles out on you and you feel like you are barely getting clean because it can't even rinse soap off of your body. If the shower has too much pressure, then it comes at you like a sandblaster and you might end up losing skin in the whole process. Call me crazy, but I don't need to be losing layers of skin or low-hanging appendages because of shower pressure.
Man.
How does she know? Like she's been in the shower.
She's waterproof now.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri, Monday morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, 7:42.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
My life hack's ridiculous. I'll just give you a heads up already.
Oh, so you and Steve are trading places today.
Yeah, well, I changed mine. Mine was too serious on how to get rid of rust.
Oh, so now you're both
ridiculous.
Really?
I was looking forward to that one.
Maybe Monday.
Okay.
It's Friday. We need something like this. And
well,
paper cuts.
Oh, those sting.
Mm, they do.
Yeah, they do sting.
The pain of them, it's horrible.
I know it.
How you can immediately stop that pain.
How do you do that?
I rub some chapstick on them. Now, I'm not sure what flavor, but chapstick.
God, got my chapstick. Gosh.
So now your lips will be nice and soft and moist, and now your paper cuts will be pain-free.
So Napoleon Dynamite.
A paper cut in the winter, man.
Never had pain on his paper cuts because he always had chapstick.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay.
Gosh. Well, mine is a luggage life hack.
A luggage life hack.
I would not have thought of this, but they say mark your baggage as fragile. Put a big note that says fragile on it.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to make sure, A, they handle it properly, but also that the airline keeps your bag at the top, which means it's one of the first on the conveyor belt.
Not bad.
Come everybody that flies out of South Bend is fragile luggage?
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
One. It's useful. I like that.
And if your last name happens to be fragile, I mean, that's a win-win. Yeah. Okay, this one's ridiculous.
And it is
adding sugar to your... I'm just not saying it's healthy. I'm just saying it will... When you're stirring mixed drinks, you want to get a little extra flavor, stir them with lollipops. Lollipops. Oh. Speaking of lollipops, how many... What's the... You know, the...
I have no
idea. The Tootsie...
Let me share this story if you haven't heard this. So we go to an office of the day, and she goes, oh, yeah, you got... Jack goes, I love Tootsie Pops. So she gives us like three each, right? And then she goes, you want the good stuff? Sure. And they got those caramel apple suckers, you know, the green ones with the caramel, like the caramel on it. They're really good. So I go there, and we're driving the van back, and literally I'm... sitting next to the owl, the Tootsie Roll owl, because Jack's going, one, two, like yeah, it's gone. It's three, all three of them are gone. Yeah. So then he goes, man, this one looks good. And then he sit there, and about 5 minutes later, he goes, God, I'm not a fan of these. Why? Because you got to really take your time with them. Yeah. Like, you can't just bite into just them. You got to soften them.
They're so hard, you can't bite into them. I'm not a fan of those. I don't have time for
and
this
that
lollipop.
Does not surprise
Jack,
us.
Steve, and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:55, and time for Go Figure. Remember, these stories are real.
Right. So, in honor of. Was it the Super Troopers about the Canadian border wars? We traveled to Canada as well and check out two Canadian women.
Uh-huh.
Went on a lavish cruise to Australia and all over these exotic places, taking photos on Instagram. Just they really want to mark this great trip. Why were they on it?
Why?
Maybe they were stressed out at work. Maybe they deserved it. Maybe they had set a goal. To eat better, lose weight, and they hit it, so let's celebrate. Well, no, that would be great if it was any of those, but it's not, because it's not. A go figure.
Okay.
Nope, they actually used Instagram, posted everything, and are now busted for smuggling drugs.
There you go.
And now spend 4.5 years in prison.
Well, there you go.
Melina, along with two accomplices, they've embarked on this round-the-world cruise, taking a number of photos in exotic locations, and to pick up 210 pounds of drugs on their cruise ship, and were caught in Sydney.
And make sure you post all of it.
And literally.
I remember seeing this story, too.
She has an accomplice, which is a third Canadian woman. She's 63 years old. She also pleaded guilty. And now are in a bit of trouble as they're all being sentenced. And they've documented the whole trip on Instagram, which numbers of photos were taken. And two photos actually showed them drinking from coconuts while kneeling in the water in their bikinis. Like, they were taking pictures of their vacation, but there was an ulterior motive there. Driving dune buggies in Peru. I mean, can you imagine this?
No.
Can you imagine this? Well, the woman appeared to also travel to Bermuda, Chile, Ecuador, and Colombia. And the images have since been removed from the photo sharing app. She actually wrote a letter to the court explaining that she embarked on this trip to take photos of herself in exotic locations for likes and attention and did not mean to hurt any people in the process. Border Control actually boarded the vessel with the sniffer dogs, as they call it over there, and were easily caught the three. And he goes, they actually joked on their Facebook page. You know, they shown the picture of it, sharing it. This is what you should not do on a trip. Mm-hmm. Saying, I don't even know where they had clean underwear or spare toothbrushes because there is absolutely no room in their luggage.
Gee. Well, there you go. Mission accomplished. That's what they want. They wanted attention. Well, you got it.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
And if you can identify today's Chick Flick, you're going to get a pair of tickets to Celtic Woman at the Morris Performing Arts Center. And a 4-pack of tickets to the RV Hall of Fame show in Elkhart, Indiana. Oh, boy. You're really serious with this one, aren't you?
I really am.
You really are serious with this.
You betcha.
She wanted me to get closer to you.
Yeah, I do. No, it's easier for me to do the Facebook Live when you're right there. Oh, that's much better. See?
Just don't turn around, Jack, whatever you do.
This is great. All right. Setting the scene. The once romantic couple has just reconnected. Jack and Steve, action.
This first line's hilarious. Because, all right, ready?
This is my studio. I don't know who you are, Henry, but I dream about you almost every night. Why?
What would you say if I told you that notebook you read every day used to have a lot of stuff about me in it?
I would say that makes a lot of sense.
You erased me from your memories because you thought you were holding me back from having a full and happy life, but you made a mistake. Being with you is the only way I could have a full and happy life. You're the girl of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I'm the man of yours.
Henry, it's nice to meet you.
Lucy, it's nice to meet you, too.
And 3 years ago, that's how that happened.
Now go back to your seat and sit way over there.
I just want you to know, Jack, this is my studio. You're in my studio.
236-1015. I need an Alka-Seltzer. The most music for your workday. Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Angelo.
Angelo?
Yeah.
Did you hear that on the air?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Yeah. It's 50 first dates.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I tell you right now, I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
But my partner in the office.
And they made you call. Huh?
Made you call.
I'm she get the prize, but we both calling. We both calling.
Okay.
Oh, I love
well,
it.
The prize is we have tickets to the Super RV show in Elkhart, okay?
Super RV show in Elkhart.
And
I can dig it.
And
I can dig it.
Well, you have tickets to Celtic Woman at the Morris Performing
Arts
Center.
Celtic woman.
Hey, yes. Hey, Angelo.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's nice to meet you.
Join us Monday for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Yes, the weather will be seriously improved. We're all happy about that.
Nice.
And you'll be thinking about maybe grilling up some brats. We can help you there because we are giving away Johnsonville brats and lots of other stuff too. So have a great weekend and see you on Monday.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.